BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily. On today's podcast, 24 years at the tap end, it's about what we got up to last night, very recent. Also, we meet the Radio 1 interns, a brilliant Real or No Real about Radio 1 DJs, and on the M6, we are loving the tolls. You know Mrs. Meaden yesterday?
Yeah.
Wasn't keen on the pubs for dogs idea at all?
No.
Well, Lauren's been on, saying on Twitter in Newcastle, there's a pub where you can take your dog, it gets its own seat, and they serve doggy beer.
Do you know what? A few people messaged me about this as well.
So it's a step in the right direction, but we want an actual pub just for dogs. Like, no humans.
Doggy bouncers.
Doggy bouncers. Doggy barmaid.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't thought through the logistics of it.
Doggy landlord, doggy snacks behind the bar. We need the whole thing.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Theme tune, please.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end.
24 years at the tap end.
I'm slightly concerned about 24 years at the tap end today because I believe it may be about last night.
It's largely to do with last night, yes.
Okay.
Last night was amazing.
It was good.
And I know it's really soon. And I don't think we have a rule saying that it's too soon for tap end.
Not really.
So I say we just go for it.
I am the African nation of Burkina Faso.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was going to go with Kino de Campo. But I wasn't sure if we'd done that one.
I don't think we have.
So I'm going to dedicate this one, this keen, to Gemma Kearney.
Yes.
A bit like Gemma Kearney, who was with us last night.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I'm going to take you to my 24th year and 25th year at the tap end, respectively, if you're keen.
Ready.
God, it sounds like a legal case. but I'm ready.
Yeah, ready.
Every year, Radio 1 DJ Sarah Cox gathers a team of players to take part in a pub quiz to raise money for a charity called Centrepoint. For the last couple of years, I've been really lucky to be invited, and they have led to two very random but eventful nights at the tap end. The quiz night is very different to the one I'm used to on a Tuesday and Thursday at the Gate in Northwood or the Misty Moons pub quiz. For one, there generally aren't that many celebrities in the quiz at the Gate. I did once spot Danny from McFly at the quiz in Northwood though, but that was a one-off. My first experience of the charity pub quiz was last year. We had a Radio 1 team that consisted of me, Scott, Annie Mac, Judge Jules, Rav from Crime Watch, and Jonathan Ross. So, I mean, it wasn't a strict entrance policy with our team.
No, they were Radio 1 for the night.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross was hilarious.
He was incredible. Yeah. Money was made by local businesses buying tables for the evening, and also an auction of celebrities a bit later on. This was an interesting concept, whereby a celebrity will go under auction, with the winning bid ensuring that celebrity has to join them at their table for the rest of the evening. You've been auctioned before.
Yeah, I didn't get any money.
Did you not?
No. They were like, we'll start the bidding at £50. Anybody? £50?
Yeah.
Anything? No? Okay, then.
As everybody arrived, it was interesting to see who was turning up to support the charity. There was a small group of people from Hollyoaks who were forming a team. The cast of several reality shows were also in attendance, as well as some proper famouses, including David Tennant and Emily Maitlis, who we all know, of course.
Yes.
Emily Maitlis is a favourite of ours, actually.
You were quite keen to get her on the table, weren't you?
Well, she's been there both years that I've been there. And Emily Maitlis is a BBC newsreader.
That's right.
In case you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But heads all turned with the arrival of one celebrity. The room fell silent as Hugh Grant entered the room. I played it cool, though, and pretended he was a normal person. He appeared to be part of the BBC News team table, headed up by Maitlis, I'm not sure how she landed Hugh Grant. The quiz itself was hosted by the voice of the X Factor, Peter Dixon, and this morning's Fern Britton. Do you remember this?
Yes.
She was amazing.
She was great because everyone was getting a bit rowdy and she was like, shut up!
Yeah.
Just shut up!
It all started amicably until around halfway through the quiz, where everyone had consumed a couple of drinks and were being quite loud. Fern Britton was not keen on the noise and began shouting at people, telling them to be quiet and respect the quiz. By this point, she was beginning to lose control of the crowd. The auction of the celebrities was hugely successful. Good money was paid for Tennant, and even members of the cast of The Only Way Is Chelsea. To try and look like
That's
a big...
That's not what it's called.
What do you mean?
It's called The Only...
Made in Chelsea. Yeah. Sorry. To try and look like a big baller, when Georgie Porter from Hollyoaks came up for auction, I made sure I put my hand up as the first bid, on the thinking that another table would outbid me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you've got to, like, try and get involved, even though you know you can't afford it.
Yeah, I knew I was never going to be able to afford Georgie Porter, but on the first bid, I would put my hand up.
Yeah, because you know that someone else will go for it.
Yeah. Well,
you hope. Yeah.
For a few seconds, the room fell silent, and it looked like I was about to be landed with around a £200 bill for Georgie Porter. When another table stepped up and got involved. It looked like they were about to win, when all of a sudden Jonathan Ross turned round to me and said quite loudly, if you want Georgie Porter, I'll get you Georgie Porter. Oh. A bizarre bidding war begun between Jonathan Ross and a table with people from a local business. Fern Britton was shouting as she struggled to keep control, and the money kept going up and up and up. I appreciated the gesture, but I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting for the money. After a while, Jonathan Ross backed down and conceded. It was probably for the best.
I think so.
Do you remember?
For everybody.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was like he wasn't even bothered. He just wanted to do it to buy me
Georgie. But I don't know what you got for that.
I don't know. I think what they do is they just come sit on your table. Right. And that's expensive for that. I appreciate it's all going to charity, but it's a very expensive...
Yeah. It's quite a lot, isn't it? Just to... Like, have a drink with Georgie Porter.
Yeah. It's not like maybe sitting down with Stephen Fry, where you know you're going to get an incredible story.
Yeah. You don't know what her chat's going
to
be.
I might be wrong, but it's just a heavy price to pay to sort of gamble on that.
Yeah.
The strangest moment of the night came when I went to the toilet. One of the questions had been a particularly challenging one about cricket, and it was that stage of the night where everyone in the gents was talking about questions from the quiz, and a conversation had started about this particular question. I was sure the answer was Ian Botham, but a man using the urinals just around the corner was adamant that the answer wasn't Botham. I was mid-flow when this man walked around the corner, doing up the flies on his jeans. Still chatting Botham, it was none other than Hugh Grant. I didn't let the situation get to me, and I carried on talking and getting on with the job in hand. It was a strange moment in my life, discussing Ian Botham whilst having a wee with Hugh Grant off Notting Hill. And Love Actually.
Yeah, and several others.
And several others.
About a boy.
I didn't think that year could be bettered, really. But last night, I attended the same event a year later, in a new venue this time. And yet again, it didn't disappoint. This time, the host was none other than Gok Wan, of Gok Walking Beats, which to this day is still one of my favourite OWAS occurrings I've heard on this show. And I thought we could just have a quick blast. I've lined it up for you of Gok Walking Beats.
Press play.
Play.
Gok Walk. With your perfect walk in hand, it can be used for almost anything. While that bubbles away in my walk. Gok Walk.
So this is when Gok said walk a lot on his cooking show.
Yeah. Yes. And then we put it to music.
Is there anything he can't do?
I'm not sure, because he's both chef, fashionista and seemingly pub quiz host. Rival tables included a team from Downton Abbey.
Downton. Abbey.
I know everyone has seen it. I just never really gone in on it. Maitlis was back, minus Hugh Grant, heading up the news team. And there was a table of loose women.
Not that many I recognise, to be honest.
No, it was almost like, you know how there's so many? It's a bit like the Sugar Babes, where there's loads of them.
Not being rude, I felt this was the B team.
This is what I was going to say. Yeah. It wasn't the strongest run out. It was like they were treating it like a friendly.
Where was McGiffin?
There was no McGiffin and no McLean.
No.
Extra additions to our team this year included Toddler T and Gemma Kearney, both from Radio 1. Me, Mills, Mac and Coxie were back from the year before and were united under the banner of our quiz name, Quiz Akabusi.
Rubbish.
Which I had to take control of because there was only me and Coxie there by then. I think Kearney had maybe turned up. You were running late, of course.
Yeah, of course. This was decided before me.
And they needed a quiz name, so I just took control.
You could have had Quiz Team Bleakley.
Yes, yes.
Bucks Quiz.
Bucks Quiz. Quiz-wise, we were pretty awful. When it came to the auction bit, though, after a couple of drinks, me and Mills thought it'd be hilarious to attempt to buy Jane McDonald from Loose Women. Something which I think I would have regretted today in the cold light of day.
Absolutely. What a stupid idea.
Now, these things, obviously, the money goes to charity. But after a couple of drinks, you know where you just make odd decisions?
Yeah.
That, for me, was... But we got really excited about getting Jane McDonald.
Can we hear some of that?
I recorded some of the auction on my phone.
I'm not sure I want to hear it.
And I listened back to this morning, and it's...
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, this is awful.
How much for McDonald? I never thought I'd be asking that. This next clip is the moment that I thought we'd got her. So we had the winning bid on McDonald.
Mills, we've got McDonald! McDonald! McDonald for the night!
Oh, God.
It's amazing, isn't
it? I kept putting my hand up. Why would I do that?
And then it all went wrong.
Really wrong. Some rich businessman was like, whoa, right next to me and put his hand up and won McDonald.
Scott, we're about to lose McDonald.
Can you hear like the desperation in my voice with that one?
To be fair, I'm pleased though today.
Yeah. I would have regretted that today if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm. Could we have brought her into the show today?
I think the rule was we had her, didn't we? We owned her then for
not
a day.
Till this time, I don't think.
Was it not?
I think it was just for the night.
Oh, okay. Well, then definitely we made the right choice by not going...
Yeah, she would have to go by the morning,
I think. Suing it with that. But Jane McDonald was just ever too slightly expensive for us, and we were outbid. Gok drove a hard bargain for McDonald, and she was reluctant to go for such a cheap price that we were offering. I was surprised at how low Maitlis went for, given how pricey she was the year before. But the weirdest part of the evening came after the quiz had finished and the lights went dark. The venue was an odd one, and I don't think anyone expected the entertainment. I looked on as a lady emerged from a bath that had appeared in the middle of the room. It wasn't Jane McDonald or any of the Loose Women, I must point out. Ironically, she was at the tap end.
She was as well.
She then started spinning around on a hoop that dangled just above the bath. It reminded me a bit of the Fun and Filth cabaret show in Edinburgh. It was all very different to the Gate pub quiz in Northwood. But maybe these are things I can suggest to our landlord.
Do you think they'll be up for that?
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the bar thing done before at a pub quiz.
That was tame compared to some of the stuff I've seen in that place before.
Well, I'd never been to that particular venue myself. I take it you have.
A couple of times.
Right, okay. Lessons learnt. Hugh Grant loves his cricket. Quiz Akabusi is a great quiz team name. Mm. And don't pay for Loose Women unless you can genuinely afford them. It may seem like a funny idea at the time, but you'll only regret it in the morning.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Good to know some of you are watching Pick TV this afternoon. My episode of Most Haunted is on again!
That was ages ago, wasn't it?
8 years ago. I was on with Chappers. And yes, before you ask, I did laugh in her ear. That was me. I said I didn't at the time. It was definitely me. Going into Wyvette Fielding's ear. Derek Acora, who is on?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick.
My teeth look awful. That's before I had them done. And yeah, that's on right now on Pick TV. Thanks for watching again. Like, how many years are they going to repeat that?
Do they repeat that a lot then?
Yeah, I look about 12. It's on like
probably
every
were
week.
12.
I think it was, yeah. Interesting to note that on that clip when we were bidding for McDonald's last night at the pub quiz, Sarah Cox, ever practical, if you listen right at the end of this clip, we were on a very crowded table while we were bidding for Jane McDonald off Loose Women. She's like, no, we haven't got any room. We've no room.
How much? For McDonald's?
She wasn't as keen as us. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow is Headcam Day, which means that we'll all be wearing a ridiculous helmet all day. Greg James is wearing it now. Hi.
All right.
And you have to kind of sidle up to the microphone because there's a massive camera on his head right now.
It's like having an arm on the top of my head.
You'll see this tomorrow, but it is... I mean, you'll get used to it. It's just like wearing a hard hat with a big thing on the top, but it's
weird. There's a camera on the looking at my eye as well.
Yeah.
So I can see, you can see what I'm looking at and me.
And you've got a circuit board on your head, which looks weird.
I don't know. I didn't make this.
No. It does look like you've made it yourself, but you haven't.
No, I've just been sort of tried... They put it on my head to see if it fits a head, and it does just about.
I like it how careful you're being.
Well, I don't want to hit it on anything, because it'll break.
We'll all be wearing this tomorrow, and you'll be able to watch us on the Radio 1 website. You'll be able to see what happens in the offices at Radio 1, see proper behind-the-scenes stuff, and I guess we'll all be wearing one tomorrow.
We'll be wearing the old helmet.
During the show. I think you just... After a while, you wouldn't even know it was there.
I like the backpack. I mean, it does look a little bit sort of Ghostbusters.
I like it.
Almost.
Oh, okay.
I feel very special.
Right, let's all watch Greg as he walks out really carefully.
I mean, you look like you've had an accident the way you're walking.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to.
Rihanna's here off a film.
And if I do have an accident, it will be documented.
I've just tweeted a picture of you.
Oh, cheers, love.
Very good.
Sexy.
Really good.
Right,
off you go, then.
Bye,
then. See you at four. See you at four,
stop
then.
Stop squatting.
Okay, bye.
Well.
Squatting. Weird. You look weird.
It's like
you've
he's
just
pooed his
pooed
pants.
Yourself. And now it's time. That's going to be fun tomorrow. It's time for Real or No Real. Hi, Rihanna.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so are these a load of made-up nonsense, or are they actual real? 10 Scott Mills points. Hope you're keeping score, Chris.
Yep.
For everyone you get right.
Sarah Cox's cousin used to have a pet magpie that was kept in Sarah's granddad's greenhouse.
Very specific,
that was a lot of information
it?
In that.
So, Sarah Cox's cousin had a magpie. I'm not sure why that's interesting.
Do people have those as pets? I don't think they do they?
I found a brilliant thing, which is on BBC Four, called Britain in Film, I think it's called. And it's one of those things that they used to show, like a little advert about Britain, before cinemas in the 60s, when people used to go to the cinema. And there's a brilliant one about pets. And I want to play it on the show tomorrow. It's really good.
Do they have weird pets?
Really weird in the 60s. I didn't even know people had pets like that. Anyway, Sarah Cox's cousin's magpie, real or no real?
It's got to be true, because you couldn't put that much detail into a lie.
What's an incredible fact? Real.
That one is real.
Yay!
See?
Bit weird.
And next.
Newsbeat's Chris Smith's first job was as a train conductor. The controller of Chris's local radio station invited him to audition for a newsreading job after he was heard telling passengers about the range of hot drinks and snacks available from the at-seat trolley service.
See, it does sound good saying it.
That sounds amazing.
That's quite odd that he was, like, talking about himself.
Newsbeat's Chris Smith.
Yeah.
I hate me.
So that was his first job?
I can see him as a train conductor.
Mm. I can, actually.
Wait, was it driver or conductor?
I think conductor,
yeah. And he would advertise the snacks on the train. And
also, he wouldn't let you off your seat price.
Tell you where the toilets were.
He wouldn't what?
He wouldn't let you off your seat price, would he?
No, and he would tell you off for putting your feet on the seats
as
well.
Yeah, he definitely would.
Yeah.
So, real or no real, for Chris Smith's first job as a conductor on the actual trains?
I just don't think this is where the head of news here, like, casts from or finds the talent from. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Chris had me so convinced.
And next,
Jenna Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much. She once went to an East London party wearing a goldfish bowl on her head, complete with two real goldfish and a miniature model of the Eiffel Tower.
Wouldn't put it past her though, would you?
Now, what's the Twister Mat thing yesterday? Was that real or
no
real?
No, that wasn't real. That was about Jenna Kearney's out there fashion. Also, at the quiz last night, I didn't want to say anything, but she was wearing a Batman onesie.
I thought it was a Batman duvet, actually, what she was wearing.
Is it really?
Yeah, like the sheet.
Fashion.
Of it.
Oh, then this could be possible. But I hope not. I'm going to say no real.
Love that you just oohed her.
Sorry. Ooh, Batman onesie.
Maybe it wasn't. She'll get on
to be fair, now. Gemma could pull off pretty much anything.
She can wear... what I quite like is it does... Like, I don't know anything about fashion, so fair play to me. It does look like she's just literally scooped up a number of things and put them on her person and her head.
But that's fashion.
But she gets away with it. I know it's fashion. So, Gemma Kearney, yes or no for this one, do you think?
The goldfish.
Goldfish bowl on head.
No.
I'm saying real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Ah.
And love you, Gemma. And next.
When he was a teenager, Hugh Stevens performed magic under the name Houdini.
Oh, yes, please, 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 let that be real.
Hello, I'm Houdini.
Houdini?
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And you can kind of see Hugh as a magician. Yes, you can.
But like a kid's one that doesn't do very well.
Yeah.
And like
smell
ones,
my flower.
And ones that like the mums try to hit on as
yes,
well.
Yes, definitely.
Do you know
that.
What I mean?
Yes. So Houdini, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah!
Oh, come on, that's not real.
That's the best fact ever.
That is good, isn't
that's
it?
That's amazing. Real.
I demand a video at once, immediately. Next.
Before settling down and starting a family with Tom from the band Editors, Edith Bowman had a brief romance with the puppeteer behind CBBC's Otis the Aardvark.
Oh, my word.
I've actually met him as well.
Have you?
Yeah. I was on TV with Otis once.
Is he fit?
Yes.
So do you reckon Edith Widders?
Possibly yes. You know who Otis is, right?
I know who Otis the Aardvark is, yeah.
Yeah. He's a bit smutty at times.
I think I do, but wasn't there also a guy called Otis on at the same time? I think I used to call him the puppet and the man.
Yeah. He wasn't he on the Gadget Show?
Yeah. And Otis the Aardvark.
Yeah.
I thought they were the same thing.
They're fairly different to look at, Rihanna.
I thought he was the puppeteer for the puppet.
What, both called Otis?
Because they were both called Otis.
No.
So he was Otis, and then when he fancied it, he would become his alter ego.
Okay,
the
right, can we just
little,
get on
right?
with this? Did Edith Bowman have it off with Otis the Aardvark? Real or no,
no
real?
No, no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh! And... At the end of that round of real or no real...
I scored 20, Rihanna scored 40.
Yes,
you won.
Woo!
40 Scott Mills points. Thanks, Rihanna.
Thanks, Scott. The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, so this month on BBC Radio 1 is Access All Areas, which means we are opening up what we do and just kind of letting you in on what happens behind the scenes. So there's loads of stuff happening over the month, which will give you more access to Radio 1 and let you see what's going on behind the scenes. Only today, people were tweeting from the Radio 1 Playlist Meeting, which happens every week, and that's a group of people who are in the know with music, and they decide what goes on the playlist and what comes off the playlist every week. That's been happening. Today, as part of Access All Areas, we meet the interns. You were introduced to them by Nick Grimshaw earlier. Hi again, interns.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
So we've got Alice. Hi.
Hello.
Pete. Hi.
Hi.
Kay.
Hello.
And Moses.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
So you've just started your internship with Radio 1 from a list of 800 people. You were the chosen four.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Somehow.
Did your ego inflate somewhat after that?
Oh my gosh, it has.
You're trying to keep it down, man.
Yeah. It's hard.
So you've been given a Radio 1 Twitter account and a combined Tumblr site so that you can let people know what really happens behind the scenes at Radio 1. We were just saying this earlier. I've been here a while. I think it's a perfectly normal place to work. But actually, to an outsider that's new to it, it probably isn't.
Not
has stuff already happened that you're like, what?
We saw Chris go down the lift in his boxes.
Yeah,
last week.
Oh.
See, that's not normal.
That was like our third day.
Isn't
that normal? Doesn't that happen everywhere?
Well, no. Yes, when Chris rode up and down the glass lift, if you weren't listening, it was for comfort relief. It wasn't just a random thing. And then, like, on a Tuesday and Thursday, what we do is we cover this studio in plastic sheeting while people spit water over each other. That's not normal, is it? That's not a normal workplace.
The best kind of workplace, though.
It's like, and even the jobs of just going and getting the sheets and putting it down, it's just weird. It's, you know, when you're getting sent out to the shops to go buy plastic sheets for a game.
And then you'll
is there
be
a special group that do that, we got told about.
A special
the
group?
The guys who get all that weird stuff
I went
stuff
and got
together.
The sheets. Ah, that's
well,
how it works.
No, you're not
we're
talking
a team.
To the right people. Yeah.
And then, as it will become clear, like there will just be random pop stars hanging around. That happens.
Yeah.
Have you seen that already?
Yeah, I mean, the other day when I saw Scorcher coming into One Extra just while I was making a cup of tea, and I was like, oh, that's
oh, hi. Yeah, it was just kind of like a little area just outside the live line. I was like, oh, there's Rihanna. Good. It's kind of weird.
Okay. I went to the toilet a couple of weeks ago, and David Guetta was next to me.
That's just mad.
Having a French wee.
That's odd.
So I'm guessing that what we could do now is we could ask our listeners what they kind of really want to know about Radio 1, because obviously I said it's normal for us. But what would you most like to know about Radio 1? And then our interns can be your kind of eyes and ears. So text at 81199 or at BBCR1 on Twitter. Now, Grimmy said to you this morning, as well as kind of like being in Radio 1 all the time as interns, that he kind of sprung upon you this thing where you have got to do a show.
Yeah, that's right.
How many weeks away is that?
3 weeks.
Right, so you're not presenting, but you've got to produce a two-hour radio show.
Yeah.
Which is actually harder.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because I just taught nonsense.
No offence.
No. I mean, I know this looks hard. So you've got 2 hours to fill, and it's literally, they've given you a blank
anything
sheet.
Anything we want to do, yeah. That's why we're here. We're here to kind of help get the audience to kind of give us some ideas on what we can do.
Oh, yes.
The show that they want to do. Yeah.
So. Let's get them to do that as well.
Yeah.
So what, you've got maybe features? Is the
anything.
Music chosen?
It's everything. No,
everything.
Wow.
Literally, we've been given a blank canvas, and that's why it's so important to get everybody involved, because we're going to try and make an absolutely spectacular show.
Yeah. And
not
it's,
meaning to big it up too much before we've done it, right?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's the ambition.
So there's four of you. You've got, 3 weeks. I mean, I think it's more daunting than anything, isn't it?
Very.
It is now.
I think the closer we get to the date,
yeah,
more
it's just exciting now because it's we can do anything, but really closer to that.
Yeah,
that's when it's gonna
we're
get
we're all happy and smiley with each other at the moment. I'm just but in about 2 weeks' time, we're just gonna be ripping chunks out of each other.
It's gonna be like on The Apprentice when at a start, it's just like, yeah, it's all fine, and then and then like you see them in that cab getting really stressed because they've got like 2 hours left.
Exactly.
But the thing is, the pressure for you guys, I guess, is that you guys are representing all the listeners with this, aren't
that's
you?
That's what's so important. And even after this show, you know, everyone give us suggestions on Twitter and stuff. We want to hear everything. The crazier the better.
Okay. So what's the best way to get hold of you on your radio
Twitter?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is all our names, _intern. And you can find all the links to it on the BBC website.
Sorry. Awesome. On the Radio 1 website. Some questions coming already. What does Showbot look like? That's a good one.
We can work on that.
Yeah.
That's a secret.
Something you can find out. Who's having an office romance? Sam in Brighton. See all this stuff you've
got.
Oh,
you
learn.
See, no, but then I don't like this access all area.
I like
it. To get a bit dodgy,
let's reveal.
Isn't it?
Why? What have you got to hide?
Well, no, I haven't got anything to hide.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you've got to trust you know, these guys are going to see and hear everything and sort of feed it out.
Yeah, they look trustworthy.
We're doing that on our blog as well. We've got a Tumblr page together where we're going to put all the pictures and videos that you don't want to see. Well, you guys don't want to see.
Oh,
we've got some interesting videos coming as well.
Have you?
Funny, yeah.
You've got it already?
You look so worried.
All right, okay. We just need to be really, really good.
No, the one of Chris is already up there.
Oh, yeah.
That one's up there.
So if you want to find that, that's r11xinterns.tumblr.com.
Oh, okay, good. That's up there already. Right, really nice to meet you. I know I'll see you around very soon. Alice, Pete, Moses and Kay, our new Radio 1 interns. What do you want to know about Radio 1? Because it's your thing, this. Access all areas. 81199 on text or Twitter at BBCR1. Thanks, guys. See you around soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Jamie.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you?
In Lincoln.
Are you at work?
Yes.
Got a question?
I'm just wondering if there's an actual Wheel of Fortune. And if there is, what do they spin it with?
Ah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, from Grimmy's show. Okay, what? So when they say, well, let's spin the wheel, are you doubting there's an actual wheel?
I'm not doubting there's a wheel as much, but I'm doubting they spin it with some of the things they say they spin it with.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, right? I'll give them half an hour to find it out, and maybe you could put it on your blog.
Yeah, we'll put it on the blog.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we fund the blog?
It's r11xinterns.tumblr.com.
Okay, but you can link to it from the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website as well.
Okay, right. So, Jamie, your answer will be on the website about 3:30, all right?
Challenge. Yeah, thanks a lot.
I know, challenge, first challenge. All right, good to meet you guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jamie.
Much.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Let's take a call. Hello.
Hello, Scott. It's Laura here.
Hi, Laura. Are you okay?
I'm well. How are you?
Really good. What's going on?
Well, I'm just coming up to the M6 toll, and I'm wishing that somebody was there to take a photo.
It is a good toll, isn't it? It's good tolls.
It's a brilliant toll, yeah.
Because once you get through the other side, once you've paid your monies, it's like Wacky Races. It's a free-for-all.
It is.
You can just go for it. The
I
road is yours. Right, so you obviously heard with Deborah Meaden yesterday when Chris pitched his idea of making it like a log flume, like a theme park ride. Where
I did, it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, after you go through the toll booth, there's someone taking a photo and then you can buy it after. And merch, loads of merchandise.
Yeah, like key rings... Fridge magnets, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She wasn't so keen.
Yeah.
She turned it down.
I mean,
you seem to think it's a great idea.
I do. They could maybe even lower the toll on it because they'd be getting more income from that.
Yes. Exactly. Make it a theme park. Right, when were you going to be at the toll? Soon?
Yeah, very soon.
Well, have a great toll.
Have a brilliant time.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Sarah's been on from Fatsham saying, I didn't listen to your show yesterday, but if you haven't got a name yet for the toll booth photo idea, it could be Mega Tolls. I like...
Yes. Love
or
that.
Even better, loving the tolls.
Loving the tolls. Loving the tolls.
Is it?
Loving the tolls.
Loving the tolls.
Is it?
Right, Jamie in Lincoln asked about 30 minutes ago, question to the interns, is there an actual Wheel of Four tunes that Grimmy plays in the morning? Like, he didn't think there was an actual wheel with tunes on it that spun.
Have they actually gone and found it?
Yeah. It's on the Radio 1 website now and on their Tumblr. It's R11X Interns on Tumblr. And there's a picture of all four of them around the actual Wheel of Four tunes. See, that's not normal, is it? We were saying earlier, it's not normal working here. Mm. Some person's actually gone down to a shop, bought that MDF and made a wheel out of it.
That's a good day's work, though.
Just for a radio
feature. What, another day at the office?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. See, that's weird. It's on the Radio 1 website now and on the intern's Tumblr, if you want to have a look, Jamie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Back on tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1, and we'll get wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo.